views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy to be here today. Benny, thank you so much for directing this show, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. I am so excited to be doing readings for you all hour on air, and I'm ready to get started. Today, I'll be doing a three-card tarot card reading for callers, with the first card representing the current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you're feeling stuck in your career, disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying unsuccessfully to bring joyful love into your life, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already. The reason being is that a reading sort of pulls from the universe well, so to speak. And if we go to the well too often, the messages that can come up can be redundant and superfluous. But that being said, I always love updates. So if you put some ideas in place based on a reading and then you want to share with everyone, please do. So today I'll be using the Rider-Waite tarot card deck. Feel free to follow along if you have a deck, or you can look at the cards online. As each reading is done with a fresh perspective, I really don't look at stock interpretations of a card. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I'll be pulling cards on the caller's behalf using my left hand, as that is my non-dominant hand. The non-dominant hand is the one that accesses the unconscious. I always like to have a little bit of a disclaimer that I am not a lawyer, doctor, therapist, or realtor, and a reading should never be a substitute from seeking guidance from a licensed professional. For those tuning into the show for the first time, welcome. I named the show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with a very clear intention, as I see myself a little bit mainstream and a little bit metaphysical. I wanted to have a show where there was something in every show people could use within their ability and power in concrete terms to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Just a very brief bit about me. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success. This is done through using energy effectively. As it's my belief, we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, all sorts of things, with love, finding your purpose, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It's almost as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the mind, body, and spirit. And this can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. My role is not to define your path, but rather help you use energy effectively so you're now moving that energy to your back and working only half as hard, but getting twice as far. As a result, there is movement of energy and joy can be embraced, all from a place of great strength that you created. I use tarot as the primary medium to connect with intuition, and As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious, with your unconscious on your side wanting you to succeed and be happy, there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. But that being said, there are some scary looking cards, but actually some of those are actually some of the best cards. Please know that I am not a fortune teller. My readings are not predictive, as I believe that can mess with free will. And I totally understand the desire to know when something's going to happen. I want to know. I definitely hear you. Yet it can actually make a person feel even more frustration, because the path to get to that place of joy, to get to that fortune, can seem too challenging to overcome because no path is there laid out for them. This yields even more stress, which seems to kind of defeat the purpose. I call myself the MBA psychic, as in addition to having an MBA. I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle, where tools to embrace joy are presented through the intricacies of the cards. In addition, last year I was given the great honor of being named one of the top 50 psychics in the United States in the book Top 50 Psychics by Jennifer Diamond, which was totally awesome. So while I will be doing shorter 3-card readings on air today, if you'd like to schedule a session with me, you can do so directly on my website, which is www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. As I do sessions over phone and Skype, as well as in-person, clarity, guidance, and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. My focus has always been, as a professional tarot card reader, to serve as kind of that guide in the background, where the real magic and transformation takes place unaided by an outside metaphysical practitioner, but powered solely by you, with your own purpose. I was always frustrated when I would hear advice that seemed to say a lot, but left me kind of just lost. The comments along the lines of, let it go, honor yourself, be who you are, just be you in a relationship, it only takes one. Don't let worries get the best of you. We know what those phrases mean, and on some core level, we even know how it would feel if we embraced those phrases. Yet, from my type A control freak perspective, the phrases didn't give me anything other than a sad feeling, as I know I'm not doing it right, but I don't know how I would do it in the first place. So when I started my company, Elite Tarot, I found myself saying some of those same phrases to clients. I said, you know, you just need to let it go, to a client once, who then said to me, Eve, I know I need to let it go. I came to you to ask you how. And so that day, and I'm so appreciative of that, because that day I set out to create a step-by-step technique people can do to immediately in their power do the things that the very phrases want you to do, but give you a roadmap to do that. Now, before we get to calls, Benny, I got to tell you a little bit about where I was yesterday.
Ooh, tell me.
I had the great honor of being a guest on the Jenny McCarthy Show in New York City on Sirius XM Stars Radio 109.
Awesome. Now I have a connection with Jenny McCarthy. Yes. Knock that off my bucket list.
There you go.
That's cool. How was it?
It was amazing.
Great.
I got to New York Tuesday evening, mm-hmm. had some awesome pizza at Joe's in Times Square. Then yesterday morning, went to get my hair done, because even though it's radio, got to look my best. And so I go into a hair salon, you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning, thinking I'm like surprised it's even open. There are like 30 people in there getting their hair done at 8 o'clock in the morning. And they said they open at 7 in the morning. And usually it's packed at that time. Mm-hmm. So some serendipity. So I'm in my hotel Tuesday night, turn on the TV, flipping around the channels, and see a little bit of the movie Devil Wears Prada. Now, this is interesting because I have a clip from that movie, which we might get to today. And then yesterday morning, I'm at the hair salon, and they've got these big screens up, which are just playing movies. What movie is playing? Devil Wears Prada.
I kind of figured that, yeah.
So then I walk to the studio at Rockefeller Center. I'm at the security desk when I ask him, what is the building that was used in the movie Devil Wears Prada.
No.
Yep. Yep.
The one you were in?
Out of all the buildings in New York City, jeez, it was the building where the Sirius studios were at.
That's awesome.
What it means, I have no idea. But it gave me a sense that the universe is there in some form, which is comforting. I went to then the Sirius Studios lobby. You know, it's one of those things where you push the button on the elevator for the floor you want to go to. Then you go into the elevator, which has no buttons, as it just goes to that floor. Very techno advanced.
I don't think I've ever been in one of those. That sounds pretty cool, though.
It was pretty wild.
Awesome.
It's kind of feel like you go into like a portal. And
yeah.
It's like,
or you have to make sure you get the right floor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so you're in this lobby and everybody is coming in for interviews, people like me, but going to all different types of shows. And I'm a huge Howard Stern fan. I saw Gary Delabate twice walking around in the lobby while I'm waiting. Carly Rae Jepsen, I know, was there because it said, Sirius welcomes Carly Rae Jepsen. I didn't see her. Maybe I did. I don't know what. I apologize. I don't know what she looks like. But Jenny and her team could not have been nicer, and I just personally want to thank them all so much for having me on. You know, I didn't even know until she started the segment. She is a huge believer of tarot and even created her own tarot deck, which I totally love. It was a fantastic time. I'm a little tired, but I am one that I am so grateful to have had that opportunity.
Well, I'm jealous, and that was an amazing story. I think you should return the favor and have her on your show.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I'm just saying, I put it out there. You definitely should do that.
I will definitely ask her now for sure. That would be so awesome. You know what? We better take a break before we get to the first caller. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com. Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the deepening retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy today and doing readings. I'm doing a 3-card tarot card reading for callers today, with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. So if we've got one line open, and if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So let us get to the first caller, Rita. Rita, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks so much for calling.
I'm giving myself a birthday present today.
Happy birthday. Is it today?
Today.
You know, if you'd like, I could definitely calculate your tarot card for your upcoming birthday after we do a reading for you. let me know what is your question?
Okay, so I finally have a business idea that I am excited about.
Yay.
And I can see myself helping people. I can see that, you know, that what I'm doing, I'm pouring my heart into it. I can see and feel that people are feeling my heart through this business. And I'm like, but I'm still finding myself like trying to almost talk myself out of it.
Well, perfect. You know, I hear you, and you are perfectly normal because that is more the normal reaction, because to take a leap of faith is going into the unknown, and the brain hates everything unknown. And it's not that your brain hates you, but it's just that we don't know what that means. And so the brain's just trying to keep you safe. And so anything it can do to stop you from moving forward, it is going to try. That being said, once it starts to see the results, it will catch on. So you are doing the right thing by kind of going forward regardless. But let's take a look and see what the cards say. Oh, interesting. So the very first card that we get is the Four of Cups. And in this card, the person is looking at three cups in front of him, staring almost intently at these three cups. Yet at the same time, there's a fourth cup, which the universe is presenting. And this is a card really about making sure that you're not closing yourself off to expanding your idea, but through something that is not in your brain, meaning that it's coming externally to you. We tend to be suspect to everything that's external, and we only value what we and our brain can kind of come up with. If you allow yourself to kind of say, oh, well, I had an idea of going into this, but people are really wanting this. If you allow yourself to open yourself up to that, it can exceed all expectations. Does that resonate? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly how. Yeah.
Excellent. So
that's exactly what I've been doing. So go ahead.
Yeah. Excellent. I hear you. And so something challenging or blocking is the King of Wands. So first of all, you know, I love it when clients pull kings and queens because it talks about how strong you are. And that is half the battle right then and there. Wands are all about creativity and feeling inspired. Kind of Steven Spielberg might be considered the king of the wands. And but now it's Rita from Florida is now the king of the wands. But the thing is that this is in a challenge or a block position, meaning that because you are so strong, and I want to say strong-willed, but because you're so strong in your sense of vision, it can sometimes steamroll over that opportunity for that other kind of voice or opportunity or path, you know, that may come externally. And so it's great to have all that strength. It's another thing when that kind of blocks the way of directing your path. But what do we do about this? Ooh, I love this. So the advice is the Ace of Pentacles. So aces are all about beginnings and pentacles are all about career. And yet again, I love how tarot works. And yet again, here in this card, and you can look up the Four of Cups and the Ace of Pentacles and how your challenge card was the King of Wands. But in both that first and third card, you've got the universe presenting something externally. And this is saying, allow for that external direction. It does not mean, oh, well, I guess my idea, I can forget about it. But it means allow for something extra with that extra guidance and direction from the universe. And then you can see that in this Ace of Pentacles, there's an archway to a new beginning in a place that's a little bit more underdeveloped, meaning that this, if you take this gift, because the universe can present an opportunity, it's up to you to accept it. And if you take this gift, it can potentially lead to something where you can truly start at something that gives your own stamp, meaning that it's not just yet another, you know, Rita is doing yet another take on blah, 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 but rather it's Rita's vision. And this is so truly unique and so needed in a particular kind of community or area that, or whatever it is that you're doing, but it's something a little bit less developed, which gives you the greatest chance of flexibility. Because if we only stayed with what you know, what is in your brain, it doesn't allow for that serendipitous kind of adventure and movement and growth, even though your brain is trying to get you not to do it. It is not saying that there's nothing that your brain is saying that I would imagine is absolutely factually right that is preventing. It's like, you shouldn't go into this building because there's a big sign in it saying poison inside. Don't go into this building. It's not that kind of thing that your brain is warning you against. It is just brain self-sabotage. As I always say, go through open doors, but honor each and every red flag you see. Does that resonate?
Yeah. No, and I still feel, now I feel a little more freaked out, actually.
In a good way or in a bad
better.
Way?
In kind of a bad way, I think. I don't think I'm not understanding. Like, it felt a little bit more like I guess what you did say is that don't throw away what I'm doing, but no. Be open to opening it up a little bit. I'm just trying to clarify it in my mind.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, it's
okay,
you.
So don't throw away my idea that I'm working on, but be open to finding something new that is, you know, have a new epiphany or something.
Exactly. Or how it can be applied. It's still your idea. That's not changing. It's like your personality is not changing, nor should it. It's fantastic. Your energy is fantastic. And your vision is fantastic. The thing is that how you see it may not necessarily be how other people may see it as a use. But then the question is, do I reject that opportunity? And I'll give you a perfect example. Do you know Timberland hiking shoes?
Mm-hmm.
The
yes.
Timberland boots? So this is just, I think if they're out of Vermont or Maine or something, they're just a hiking boot company. And this is what we do. We create hiking boots. However, the hip hop community approached them and loved their boots and said, you know, can you make them in different colors? Can you make them in neon? Can you make them in pink? Now, I'm sure when they started their hiking company, they never thought that they would actually be anything other than used for hikers. But they were then at a very specific dilemma. Here was something external coming to them that was not in their mind. But then they had to decide, no, we are just a hiking company. Or, you know what? I guess we could. There's no reason why not to. And now they are 10 times bigger because they allowed their, you know, they allowed them to be judged and used and utilized in ways even beyond that they had even thought of. Your vision is fantastic. Allow things and people, situations that might not, that you might not think could use you, come to you. And then, but don't shut it down because it's like, no, I'm only doing my vision for this. Why limit it?
Right.
Go big. Does that make sense? Does that feel better?
Yes, that feels better.
No, because we tend to do this, and it's not because, well, you know, you can look back and say, oh, well, how could they turn it down? It's like, well, that wasn't necessarily their vision, you know, but if they, but how other people saw their vision, if they can allow that to expand, it's like, wow, this is 10 times better. It's still their boot. It's still their stamp. It's still their brand. There is nothing wrong with your stamp, your vision, your brand. That is perfect. It's just how it gets applied, not to limit it to something even beyond your dreams.
Okay. And I'm like, my synopsis are snapping, like you wouldn't believe. Like, it's like all sorts of ideas.
Excellent. Keep a notebook with you. And when you hear, it's, allow people, what people say about any kind of idea that people say about what your business is. Anytime you, people say, oh, that would be good for blah, blah, blah. Just write it down. Just so that you're not, you're sending a message to the universe that you're not shutting it down. Because again, it's all your vision. And yet we want to allow the full maximum thing beyond who, beyond what is in your brain. At least that's what that reading is saying, because we want it to go big and we want it to be beyond your dreams and give you the most joy. If you would like, yay, me too. Please, will you call and let us know how it goes?
Excellent.
Now, if you want, we're going to go to break, but if you want to get a tarot card reading for your birthday in terms of what card it is for you going forward, as we go to break, you know, stay on hold and you can give Benny your full birthday so you don't have to give it out on air. And then I will calculate it during the break and I'll tell you what your tarot card year is for you. It's totally up to you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at saraluce.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarOt.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. So I am going to bring back, Benny, if you could bring back Rita. Rita, are you still with me?
I am.
Excellent. Yeah. So Rita, right, you know, just before the break, I got your birth date. Again, happy birthday. Your core card, as we translate that into tarot, is card number 6, which translates into the Lover's card. The Lover's is really all about self-love. And it is recognizing that you are more than just, you're more than just analytical. You're more than just creative. You're really that composite. And really, it's about taking that your quest in life is, in a sense, a journey is about living authentically and recognizing all of the full composite of energies and talents and gifts that you are. Now, going into this new year, as today is your birthday, is your card number 8. So you're going into an 8 year. 8 in tarot equals the strength card. This is a time this year in terms of allowing yourself to let go of things that you have been carrying with you that perhaps no longer serve you, so that you can move forward without kind of sabotaging your efforts as we now turn your vision into reality. The strength card is really very little about strength, but is everything about self-love. So it really corresponds well with your core card in the Lover's card. Honor who you are and recognize that we're products of our past, but also things that maybe you've been beating yourself up over, consider releasing them and letting them go, because this is the time of starting this glorious year of really enjoying and embracing that authenticity as you expand your own vision into reality. So I hope that's been helpful for you, and happy birthday again. And thank you so much for calling.
You're so positive. Love you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you too. Thanks so much for calling. We are going to get to our next caller, Mary. Mary, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing today, Mary?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. How can I help you today?
Well, I kind of want a reading on my health. I had kind of a pretty bad health scare here last couple months. I mean, everything's okay, according to that part. And so I just want to know if I'm just doing well now.
All right. Well, first of all, my heart goes out to you, because I know how just anxiety-filled any type of health scare, not to mention just how taxing everything can be. So I'm so glad that they're saying that things are going well. You know, I always say that I'm pointing up to the sky and saying that a lot of stuff is above my pay grade, because I'm not a doctor. But I can look at what you're putting forward as you recover, as you heal, and as you go forward. The card that came first is the Five of Wands. I like to call this the Thanksgiving dinner table, because at the Thanksgiving dinner table, you have a lot of people who kind of are all gathering together with all very different points of view. And sometimes some heated conversations can come in as one person tries to convince the other people that they're wrong, to no avail. Mm-hmm. And so this is kind of going on inside your brain, because this is a card that really leads to a bit of stalled movement, because every part of your brain is kind of fighting against the other part with very valid points, meaning I really need to take it easy because I've been through this scare. Another part saying, you know what, I really need to push harder. I need to kind of move forward. Another part is saying, maybe this isn't the end, maybe this not. And all of these are kind of combating each other without any, and all it does is it can create anxiety. Does that resonate? Does that make sense?
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah, you know, let's kind of see how we can get rid of all that and start getting the movement going. Because the card that was a cross is actually, it's one of the scary looking cards, but it's really nothing scary about it. And it's the Devil. Now, this card has nothing to do with an actual devil, but this is a card about compromise. And so, you know, I think that when you do go through health concerns and some serious health concerns, it makes a reevaluation of how do I choose to live my life from this point forward. And that means looking at places where perhaps in the past you have compromised, and now saying, do I want to compromise any further? Recognize that it is not necessarily a wrong thing to compromise, but there's a recognition that when you enter a willful compromise, you're not able to be fully authentic to who you are. You, however, have power, and that feeling, and sometimes what can happen is we get into a compromise situation, and that leaves us to a feeling of powerless, and that then we become resentful and sad about the compromise, and we forget that we have the choice to exit that compromise. But if you release yourself from a compromise, you don't get some of the goodies and the benefits of being in that compromise. So I'll take this in a different term. If we take a job for money, but not one that we truly are utilizing ourselves, perhaps it's the right thing to take that job because we need to pay bills. We have a financial deadline we need to make. But at the same time, it means don't neglect that part of authenticity, but not look for it in your boss or in the job to fill that need. So this is challenging or blocking. Take this time as this place post all the health, post this health concern, to really ask yourself where you have compromised and where you choose no longer to compromise, because recognition is that this is from a place of strength rather than being a victim to or powerless to external forces. And when we go into a health concern, that can sometimes filter down into other aspects of our life because we feel powerless to something external to us in terms of a health situation. And so then we foster it into other aspects of our life. The advice card came up is the High Priestess. Now, this is a really interesting card because this card does not come up that often. And so when it does, I always pay particular notice. Sorry, I'm going to get a drink of water. So it's starting to sound like a bit of a frog here. Excuse me. So the High Priestess is all about intuition. This is a card saying that you are very intuitive. Did you know that about yourself, first of all?
I've been told that. I don't always feel it, but I've been told that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can accept that as fact.
Okay.
And this health crisis only fosters that, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. Intuition comes at a price because it is a muscle. So if as a child you had to intuit a certain situation, like the emotional stability of the family, or if there were health concerns where you had to emotionally kind of disconnect, those are times when your intuition got fostered and strengthened like a muscle. And so now with that health concern, it's there too, because you had to kind of tap into that intuition to navigate this process. Know that your intuition is there for more reasons than just your personal safety of whether I turn left or right, but it is there to serve on all aspects of your life. You can take that as truth. When people say that you're intuitive, you can choose to discount it, but it is one of your gifts that's just sitting in your cosmic tool chest. As you decide now what is a compromise and what isn't, and how you choose to live your life now post this crisis, don't forget your intuition and honor it, knowing though that others may not necessarily understand it. You may not even understand it totally. That's fine, but honor your intuition as it comes in.
Okay.
I hope that's been helpful for you, Mary.
Yeah, it has, and it does make a lot of sense.
Wonderful. Oh, my pleasure. I'm so glad that things are improving. Please keep us updated, and thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. My pleasure. We're going to take our last break when we come back, and hang tight. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever said to yourself, "I need to let this go"? While the phrase sounds effective, what does it actually mean? How do you let something go? Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. Here's an idea when letting something go. Find a time you won't be disturbed, and just between you and the universe, handwrite a letter sharing all your feelings of anger, hurt, and sadness. At the end, write, "However, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you." After you sign your name, immediately shred the letter, noting how your body physically feels as you release something that you've been carrying for oh so long. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my site at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. We are doing readings today. Let's just take on our next caller, Anne. Anne, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. Thank you, Elise, for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. How can I help you today?
Well, my question is this. I had a strong inclination of intuitive pull from my first love. I felt him the end of April, beginning of May of this year. And I haven't seen him in over a decade. But then the beginning of July, I felt a former best friend of mine who actually was sleeping with my ex, my current ex from like several years ago. I felt her trying to push herself upon my first love, if that makes sense. That's what I felt intuitively. And I just keep feeling it. Like, she is at wit's end. That's why I had to release her out of my life. I did ask
and
her.
And are you trying? Oh, sorry to interrupt. Sorry to interrupt, just because of time. Are you trying to get back with this person, this first person?
Well, I would love to connect with him, but I know that years ago he was in a relationship, so I'm not the type of person to interject. If I know you're in a relationship, I respect the boundary. But I found out through the internet, he's no longer with his.
Okay. Well, let's take a look. But one thing that I would definitely encourage you to do is take a sheet of paper out, tap into your inner child, not thinking about this person, but tap into your 8-year-old, 10-year-old self when you imagine the person you wanted to have 58 kids with and everything, walking down the aisle and all of that. That person, what were those qualities that you needed in a relationship back then? Oh, he needs to be this and this and this and this and this. Write them down. Again, not thinking about the other person. When you write that down, make sure you take out any specifics. Brown hair may be nice, but ultimately it ties the hands of the universe being able to exceed your expectations. Once you have that written down, you're making a contract with the universe and you're saying, okay, universe, you do the heavy lifting, bring this person to me. But now you have a guide, so you know where, if you are compromising anything that you need, as you pursue or as you go into a relationship. So then you can evaluate if anything comes open with this person, you can evaluate it from that place of strength, and also making sure that that inner child is with you all the time, at least on your G and PG rated date. She's got to go to bed early. She can't be for anything else, but you want to do this with strength. Let's take a look and see what the cards say. The first card that came up is actually a card we've had already today, but it's the Ace of Pentacles. And so this is a card that is really saying that a gift is kind of, and maybe this is recognition of the fact that, you know, you're finding out this information externally, and it's almost like, whoa, wait a minute, what do I do with this? And like, do I pursue this if this person is not involved in anyone? You know, do I take this, or is this someone else altogether? Again, let that list be your ultimate guide going as you go forth, that's not a word, but and write down that list first, because it's so important that you don't go and enter into a relationship with someone that you know before just because of that familiarity, if you're just compromising any of your needs. I'm going to go fairly quickly, just out of time, but this next card is something challenging or blocking. It's the Page of Swords. And so this is an interesting card because Page of Swords is all about the inner child, and it's coming in as the challenger block. You know, normally when things like this happen, where there's somebody who's just kind of making an appearance from the past, a lot of times that's kind of a test from the universe, and you never know, is it an open door or is it a test? And so far, it's looking more like an open door, but let that inner child lead. You know when you've been in a relationship and she has been nowhere present, because that means that you're not able to be authentic. You're not being able to just be vulnerable, laugh, giggle without fear of rejection or anything like that. That's when you are at your most powerful, when you are letting her drive the ship and drive the car. You have the keys, though, because she's too young to drive. And so right now it's looking fairly good, you know. And the advice card, I just have to honor this reading. The advice is the Knight of Swords. And knights in any other position, I kind of am like, ew. But in this position, a knight does the bidding of the king. And the only king you should be taking orders from is that inner child. You want to be living your life from that place of authenticity and joy that you had as your driver when you were a young girl, because, you know, if not now, then when? And there have been times when you have compromised that in the past, and now you want to send a message to her by saying, I will not discount you. I will not ignore you. I am listening to you, and I'm letting you drive the ship. If this is a person that you think that matches your non-negotiables, consider reaching out, because this Knight of Swords is all about charging forward. But to tell whether or not this is a test or not, check in when you come across your first red flag, or if you come across your first red flag, that means to shift gears, because you want to honor each and every red flag you see. But so far, it's, you know, I'm so glad that you're releasing any kind of toxic people from your life, just because life's too short to have toxic situations and people in your life. So yay, way to go. And will you invite me to your wedding?
Yes.
I awesome.
I have released her. I've released her, but she's trying to make the resurgence with.
But you know, you always have power, you know, and this is your journey. And so you can't let somebody else define your journey. Let your inner child lead. Honor things from strength. Bless and release people who are toxic in your life, and continue going forward in strength. But honor the opportunities and the open doors that are coming your way. And just do not discount that inner child, because she is definitely having some strong messages for you. And unfortunately, we are at the end of the show, so I'm so sorry, but please keep me updated, but I'm going to have to let you go. But thank you so much for calling. I can't believe this show is swaying by. It was so much fun. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in to our show today on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Benny, thank you so much for running the show. Thank you to one and all for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.